This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, a Garden City utopia. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. The 19th century was an era of utopias. So many people set out to build perfect worlds apart. Shakers, Icarians, New Harmony, most failed. A few, like the Amish and Mennonites, live on in an uneasy peace with reality. One person thought things out more completely than most. Ebenezer Howard was born middle class in London in 1850. He was schooled to the age of 15 and self-taught after that. At 21, he went to America. He tried homesteading in Nebraska. That failed, so he went to Chicago, a city now rebuilding after its devastating fire. He worked as a stenographer as he watched the city's planned rebuilding, the interweaving of homes, businesses, and parks. He heard talk about the Garden City. That term lingered after he went back to England. He was now a business stenography expert. Parliament's stenographic service hired him. He married, had children, invented. He almost sold his variable spacing mechanism for typewriters to Remington, but their offer was too low. Later, he invented a shorthand typewriter. He also read about social reform and ran with the radical reformers of his time. Then he found Edward Bellamy's 1889 book, Looking Backward. It's about a man who somehow awakens in the year 2000 to find America is one great planned community based on service to that community. Howard resolved that he would build model cities that would provide that good life for all. He became the most prominent among many calling for such cities in the late 19th century. He began promoting his own design in a book that took many forms and titles. The final title used Chicago's motto. It was the Garden City of Tomorrow. He formed a Garden City Association. They bought up real estate and set out to build such cities. His model city, like so many others, had fractal geometric perfection. A central city is surrounded by farms, reservoirs, and parks. Six more cities form a perfect hexagon around that belt. And they're connected by a concentric circular railway and canal. This slumless, smokeless world had an almost eugenic dark side. Scattered through the Arcadian inner green region were an insane asylum, a home for inebriates, and an epileptic farm. Still, people listened to Howard. He was even knighted for his efforts. Among his investors, George Bernard Shaw, and Shaw made money on Howard's failed attempt. After Howard's death, Shaw was really chiding himself when he wrote that Howard was one of those heroic simpletons who do big things whilst our prominent worldlings are explaining why they are utopian and impossible. And, of course, it is they who will make money out of his work. So, let's not laugh too loudly at Howard. We, too, want our communities to reach that slumless, crimeless, greedless perfection. But we might make headway where he failed because we know that our good city will emerge as we build it patiently, one brick at a time. I'm John Leinhardt at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.